We'd like to welcome everyone out to the Heatherridge 6th Ward, especially for those who are visiting. Bishop Misbach is presiding today, and he's asked me to conduct Brother Roberts. The Andrews family appreciates all the support, prayers that they've received for their beautiful daughter, Avril, who continues to have medical treatment, and she's still in the hospital. So they wanted us to share that, and we do appreciate all the work you guys have done. The opening hymn will be on page 1, The Morning Breaks. The invocation will be given by Brother Jeff Hamilton.
Our dear Father in heaven, we're thankful to be able to assemble together on this beautiful Sabbath afternoon. We're especially thankful for the blessing and opportunity to do so in a manner and attitude of fasting and prayer. And pray, Father, that through our fasting and through those prayers, that those who are heavily burdened might have those burdens eased, that those among us who are here seeking guidance and direction in their lives might be able to glean from the testimonies that will be born the things that will uplift and strengthen them. We're mindful of many in our ward, in our families, in our community who are afflicted temporally and spiritually and physically, and we pray for them. And most importantly, we pray that we can be sensitive to the whisperings of the Holy Ghost, that we might know how to serve and to bless and to care for others in the way that thou dost do so for us. We're grateful for the gospel of thy Son, for the blessing of being able to partake of the sacrament, and pray for the ability to remember our covenants, to recommit ourselves to living better each day. And these blessings we pray for with gratitude. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
At this time, I'd like to turn the time over to the bishop for some ward business.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Could Dylan Gazaway join me here at the podium? It is proposed that Dylan Gazaway be ordained to the office of deacon in the Aaronic priesthood. All those who can support him in this ordination, please indicate by the uplifted hand. Any opposed may also manifest it. Thank you. Thanks. Could Austin Beckstead join me here at the podium? It is proposed that Austin Beckstead be ordained to the office of teacher in the Aaronic priesthood. All those who can sustain him in this ordination, please indicate by the uplifted hand. Any opposed may also indicate. Thank you. Thanks.
It's a privilege to be able to be the first to bear their testimony on Fast and Testimony Sunday. I have a strong testimony of our Savior Jesus Christ and his atoning sacrifice and what he has done for us so that we could live again. He is provided the example, the direction, the comfort for us to be able to make it through this life. I have been, again, studying the New Testament, and I marvel at the simplicity of his words, but the power of his gospel. and the joy that it can bring to us if we follow it. I'm grateful for the church and have a strong testimony of the structure and the fact that we have prophets today that lead us and guide us. I have a testimony of the Book of Mormon and the other scriptures. The Book of Mormon brings me great joy as I study and read it. And I have a testimony of prayer and what it can bring to us. This life is an opportunity to grow and develop. We all have challenges. But the Lord has provided a way that if we follow it, we can return. And that is such a blessing. For those who don't have that blessing, it must be hard. And that's, you know, one of the reasons we are here, it is also to help those around us. Again, I am very grateful for our local leaders. It was great to be able to hear from our stake presidency last week and stake conference, their guidance, their direction, and their wisdom. Again, I am grateful to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the time is yours to bear your testimony. We'd like to conclude by five after. Thank you.
I'm grateful for this ward. I'm grateful for all the many blessings that I've received by being a part of this ward, and I think this may be the last opportunity I have to bear my testimony here since we're moving end of June, and I just wanted to express my gratitude and my love to all of you who have been an influence on me and my life, have been an example of righteousness that I truly respect and am grateful for. I want, this may be the last opportunity for a while for my daughters to hear me bear my testimony. And since they won't be joining us in Texas, where we're moving to, and we'll have little opportunity to be a part of coming to church with me, except for when they come to visit, but I want them to know that I know that the church is true. I know that Jesus Christ is my Savior. I know the Book of Mormon is the Word of God. And I want to encourage them, as well as all my family, to continue to strive to read your scriptures, to say your prayers, to, like in our family, we talk about gathering as much light as we possibly can in our lives. And I'm so grateful for this gospel. I'm so grateful for the commandments. I know that by living the commandments, we can be the most happy that Heavenly Father wants us to be that. And I think when I was younger, I saw the commandments as being so limiting, and I can't do what maybe I want to do. And I've grown to realize that the commandments are not limiting. They're exactly what our Heavenly Father wants for us, which is happiness. And I'm so grateful for the plan of happiness and for my amazing wife, who has been such a great example of me, of such a devout follower of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And that is the desire of my heart. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
As I watched the babies being blessed today and saw some boys advancing in the priesthood, I was thinking a little bit about what Elder Levitt said. I think it was during the adult session of state conference last week. He talked about the children today are kind of like the gardens growing in the winter, because there are so many challenges and opposition and confusion in the world today. And We need to nurture them in the greenhouse, like he spent time with his grandchildren nurturing their garden in the winter. And I'm just grateful for that, just that hope and that the light that was in that, because the garden did grow and it was successful, and they had all these tomatoes, and that we can feel hope in our children's future, and because we do have living prophets today, and we have this gospel that we can cling to and that can clarify all the confusing issues of our day, and confusion about gender and other issues that decades ago they didn't even know would be issues today. And I'm grateful for our Savior Jesus Christ and for our Heavenly Father. He loves us enough to give us leaders and our prophet and the scriptures to help us to stay on that path. One of the things that I noticed in General Conference this year was several talks talked about the great and spacious building, and that image to me just reminds me that yes, it is real, it is there, and we have to try to continue and hold on to the iron rod, hold on to our scriptures and our counsel of our modern prophets. And I'm grateful for that, because the pride of the world and the just all of the different voices and the noise that causes us to wonder what is truth and what is right, and try to lead us astray. We can conquer that, and we can stay true and strong if we follow the words of our living prophets and continue to read our scriptures and do the small and simple things daily that will keep us on the right path back to our Heavenly Father. I'm grateful for our Savior and for his love for us. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I'd like to stand before you and bear my testimony this afternoon. And recently we had an opportunity while we were in Washington to have Blake go before the Eagle Court of Board of Review. I always get that mixed up. And one of the things that we talked about before he went before his board of review was if he was to get asked a question, what do you feel that you deserve the Eagle Award? Why do you deserve that? And we had a conversation around that, and I couldn't help but think how that also applies to us as we live this gospel. To be an Eagle Scout, there are some pretty stringent requirements that are required. And it would be easy to say, well, I deserve to be an Eagle Scout because I've attended 20 campouts. I don't even know, but it's a lot. And I've done all these things. I've checked all the boxes. And we had the opportunity to talk about becoming in those processes of doing all those things, actually becoming an Eagle Scout. And in the gospel, there are a lot of rules. We may view them as Randy talked about, maybe restrictions, or there's a lot of things that we may feel that our Heavenly Father, our Savior, requires of us. And at times, it might be easy to check the box. I've done my visiting teaching. I've, taught my lesson on Sunday. I've all these different things that we might be checking the box, but are we becoming who we need to be? Are we becoming like our Savior and our Heavenly Father? I have felt at times in my life, as I've put more effort into doing the things that I'm supposed to do, closer to my Heavenly Father and my Savior, and can honestly say that there's a difference when you're just checking the box compared to actually desiring to become. And I want to leave you my testimony that I know that as we do the things that our Heavenly Father has outlined us, our Savior, for our happiness here upon the earth and to be able to gain eternal life when we leave, that we become like them, and we're able to be happy here, and we don't have to just wait for happiness when we leave this earth, but we are able to be happy here. I have felt the difference in my life as I have studied the scriptures with deep desire and great effort to feel of their spirit. It makes everything clearer, and I'm not confused about what's right or wrong because I can feel what's right or wrong, and I can feel the strength of the Spirit in my life in greater abundance. And I know that the gospel's true. I have prayed and I have lived it, and I have learned through those accumulative effects. It reminds me of the talk given by our sweet temple president's wife. And she talked about the accumulative effects of chemotherapy. And our choices in this life have accumulative effects. And just like going to the temple changes us, it's true in every aspect of our life. Reading our scriptures with great desire changes us. Earnest prayers, they change us. But so do making choices that aren't right. They will change us. Thankfully, we're never too far beyond our Savior's reach, and we can turn back and we can change our course if it's not where we want to go. And I want you to know that I know the Book of Mormon's true. I know it's another testament of our Savior, just like the Bible. I know that as we read and study and pray, that our spirits will be strengthened and our testimonies will be strengthened, and we'll have no doubt about the course we should take in this life. And I want my children, Emily and Jenny and Jace, Roman and Blake, to know that I have a testimony of the gospel because I've lived it. And I know that you too can have a testimony as you live it and as you study and pray for yourself. And I leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I'm thankful for the opportunity to share my testimony today. We had a family home evening this morning about thoughts, and if we have good thoughts, that we should never stifle those, but to move forward with the thoughts, because good thoughts 100% of the time will come from Jesus Christ. And so I kept feeling and thinking that I needed to share my testimony, but I didn't want to. But then I thought, this is what we were talking about. I need to not stifle it. I was profoundly affected at State Conference last Sunday, particularly when President Anderson shared the powerful witness he has of Jesus Christ. And I want to echo my witness that I know Jesus Christ is real. He lives. Before we came to this earth, we lived with him. We learned from him. We had such confidence in him that we followed him and had faith that the plan was real, that he would come and atone for our lives. We need to have faith in him now. And I know that he is coming. And I look forward to that day. My brothers and sisters, we must do all that we can to add goodness to our lives. I want to be there. I want my family to be there. I want each one of us to be there, able to greet our Savior at his return. I love you. And I'm thankful for the opportunity I have to be a mother. This morning I was thinking back on my life. My late husband Mark, and I had Jordan quite quickly after we were married. And then we went through 13 years of fertility treatments, unable to have children. We adopted sweet Ryan in that time. I didn't know Jeff and Juanita were having them all for us during that time. Because now we have 12, I get to be the mother of 12, and I love them. But I am thankful I can be a mother, and that I can teach my children what is real. And teach them about our Savior. I'm so thankful for my life. I'm grateful for Jeff and the happiness that we found together. And I leave this with you in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Sorry, I got a little bit of a cold, so I'll do my best. I would feel too awful if I didn't get up and talk about the great words of wisdom that I've received recently and my gratefulness for this gospel. I'm so grateful. I know that last Fast Sunday I wasn't able to be here and Randy kind of pushed my message on, but I'm here this Fast Sunday to share it myself because as Randy and Mom have said, I think this might possibly be my last time to bear my testimony on a Fast Sunday, but I will be giving a farewell talk before I leave on my mission. But that's what I want to talk about. So last Fast Sunday, I was not able to be here because I was driving home from Utah. I mean, from Washington. I was driving home from Washington, and I was with my sister, Courtney, and she lives just in Pleasant Grove. And I got a message, a video message on my phone, and I'd been waiting for my call for about 2 weeks, and it was from Jessica, Randy's daughter. And I opened it, and it was a video, and she's hold my mission call, and she's like, look what's here, I got it, I'm gonna open it. No, I'm not, you know, just, and she was like, but you better hurry and get home so we can open it. And when I saw that, I laughed and I texted her and I was like, why would you do that to me? I was like, why would you even do that? I was like, that's, now I have to wait 2 more days. So we were driving on a Friday and I had to wait till Sunday to open my call because that's when I would be home. So it was real hard, but as we drove and my excitement and all my brain was just going crazy. Where am I going? Where am I going? When am I leaving? I thought about all the young men, and I'm not ridiculing anyone in Utah, but growing up in Washington, I felt like I was kind of taught, if you're going to do anything, you serve a mission. That is what you do, because that's what's going to be your that's what's going to change your life, is your mission. And since I have been here in Utah, a lot of young men that I work with, a lot of young men that I go to school with, say, I don't think the mission's for me. And I'm just really surprised, because I feel like it's a lot more than I expected that often say, no, I have better things to do than serve a mission. And I just want to pass the message on of my seminary teacher to the youth of the young men here of the importance of serving a mission. And some of the insights that I have been told about serving my mission. My seminary teacher said, whenever young men come to him and say, I don't think I'm going to serve a mission, he says, okay, so you're not worthy? And they go, no, I'm not. I'm worthy. I just don't know if that's what I want to do. And he goes, oh, so you're not able. So you have a handicap that is preventing you from going on a mission. And they're like, oh, no. I'm totally able to, and I'm worthy to. I just don't think it's for me. Well, I'm here to tell you that all of our prophets have said it is a priesthood duty. It is a duty to serve a mission. It is not should you or should you not. That's what they say to the young women. So if you're a girl, then you can have that excuse. But it is your duty, unless you're unworthy or not physically able. It is your duty to serve a mission. And for me, that is what I feel like has pushed me on. And every week when I'm talking to my parents, talking to Bishop, I know that Satan is trying so hard to keep me from getting out there. But like I was saying to Randy this morning, I waited 18 years. I waited 18 years for this, and why ruin it over 2 months? And not saying that I've been totally perfect, but I know that as I strive to get out on my mission and, oh, by the way, I'm going to Uruguay, but in their language, you pronounce Uruguay, and I'm serving in the Montevideo West Mission. So I'm so excited to go serve those people, and I know that as I get closer and closer, it's going to get harder, but I know that it'll be worth it. And I know that the things that are worth it in life will not be hard. They will not be easy, but they will be worth it. And one of the things that my mom has taught me and is that sometimes we turn to the easier wrong instead of the harder right. And I love that saying because oftentimes I have turned to the easier wrong than the harder right. But oftentimes I will also as well butt heads with my mom about certain things, and I just want her to know that I'm so grateful for her, and that if I didn't have the mom that butt her head back at me, that I probably wouldn't be serving my mission. So I'm grateful for her efforts to inspire me and to help me, and I'm just so grateful for her. I'm grateful for Bishop and the time that he takes out of his day to sit down with me as I get closer to my mission. He says to me, I want to see you as much as I can. I want to talk to you as much as I can. I'm so grateful for him. This morning he said to me about, because we were talking about my mom and how he's like, you're going to just love and appreciate your mom so much the second you get out on your mission. And I know that will be true because I know that I can't cook. So that's one thing. That's just one. So all the others, is I don't even know what's going to happen. But he said, when he was, sorry to steal your thunder, Bishop, and share your advice, but he was at a conference, and he was listening to President Monson, and he's saying he's fairly close. He's pretty close up there and getting a good look at him, and President Monson stopped what he was saying, and he felt like he was pointing right at Bishop, and he said, do not make women weep. As priesthood holders, saying this to the priesthood holders, this is for priesthood holders, do not make women weep, for God counts their tears. And as I was sitting down there and thinking about sometimes that my mom gets upset with me and she weeps, I kind of laughed, and I was like, I hope that God counts the tears of joy too. Because my mom knows, despite the things that I do, I just want to make her proud, as I think all young men do. We all want to make our mamas proud. So, young men, serve your mission. And do it with a willing and loving heart. I've said this to my mom multiple times. I don't think there's a point in going out on a mission if I don't feel worthy to serve a mission or able to. So if you're going to serve a mission, why not go out wholehearted? So that's what I encourage you guys to do. As you young men get closer to serving your mission, make sure that you're going to make it worth it. Because if you don't feel worthy or able and you're going out just because your mom wants you to, you want to make your mama proud, or because all your friends are going, what's the point if you're going to go out there and just going to be a drag? So I've always said that to myself. If I'm going to serve a mission, I'm going to go out there with a whole heart, and I'm going to do the best that I can, because what's the point in serving a mission if you're not planning on getting something out of it? So that's what I want to share with you young men today. Get out on your mission and love it and do it and love to serve the Lord. As I have a brother and a sister out right now, I have a brother in Ghana and a sister in Chile, and the thing that they've said that has been the most prominent and like the biggest impact to them is they've just learned to love serving the Lord. And, you know, you can love serving the Lord before your mission, but as you go out, that's I feel like is what's going to be the biggest difference, is you're going to learn to love to serve the Lord. And that's what I hope for. And I just love hearing all these things because I just can't wait to get out on my mission and learn to love the Lord and learn to love to serve the Lord and love, find a greater love for my neighbors and the people around me. And to close, I'd just like to bear my testimony. I know that this church is true. I know that as I strive to become better and as I approach my mission, that the Lord will help me and strengthen me. And he already has. And I'm grateful for this gospel. I'm grateful for our prophets. I'm grateful for a 14-year-old boy who had questions in his heart and wanted answers so that I could be serving the people of Uruguay in 2 months. So I'm just filled with love and gratefulness today, and I had to share that with you guys. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I just wanted to bear my testimony that I know this church is true, and I've had so many blessings since I've been joined in the LDS church. And I know that the gospel is going to always be with us as long as we stay with it. And I know that we will all be with the gospel as long as we keep on believing. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I'm afraid I'd appear ungrateful if I didn't come up here and share my testimony with all of you after listening to my husband bless our daughter today. The spirit was just so strong that I couldn't really deny it. And he also mentioned that I'm not big on getting up in front of lots of people. So anyways, bear with me. I just like to bear my testimony that I do know this church is true, and that I'm so grateful that we are able to be parents of such a sweet little soul, and that Heavenly Father trusts us with that. I'm also so grateful for the atonement and for our brother Jesus Christ. I don't know what I would do without the gospel in my life, and it just really means so much to me. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I'm very grateful for all the messages that have been shared. I wanted to bear my testimony that the Lord visits us in times of trials. This week, I worked a lot, and in my spare time, Nathaniel and I have been getting ready his grandma's house to sell. And so as I was pulling out tons of weeds in the backyard, I was actually very grateful that it had been raining a lot, because it was a lot easier to pull out the weeds. And as I thought about that, it reminded me of Mosiah 24 that we had been reading together, and how it talked about that the God didn't remove all of the sufferings of the people, but he had strengthened their shoulders so that they could bear the burdens that were placed upon them. And as it continued, it said that he did this so that the people could stand as a witness of God, that the Lord does visit his children in times of suffering. And I want to be that witness today. I know that Jesus is our Christ and Savior, and that he suffered so that we might have joy. And he lived so that in times of troubles, we are not alone. And he might not take everything away, but he does strengthen us so that we can stand as a witness before our fellow men, knowing that we have a Savior. And I want to say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I too would like to bear my testimony today, and I have just been so touched by those who have shared their testimonies before me. I have a good, dear friend who's visiting today, and she's a Christian friend, and we were talking last night about how God does give us more than we can handle so that we do turn to him, and by turning to him, he makes up the difference, and he strengthens us so together we can get through those hard times. And I'm so grateful to have these friends in my life that I can share with and that I can learn from. I do want to bear my testimony of our Heavenly Father and his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, that they make up the Godhead. I want to bear my testimony that God's opinion matters most in this life. And it's easy to be confused, and it's easy to think that other things might sometimes matter more kind of in our subconscious. Obviously, logically, we think his opinion matters more, but to really know that his opinion matters the most, like Blake was saying, and that his Son, Jesus Christ, came to this earth, and that he lived, and that he taught us, and his gospel was real, and he was real, and he atoned for all that we go through in this life. And that he always knows how we feel and that he has a plan for each of us, and that by turning to him, he will help us through whatever it is that we have in our lives. And sometimes as a parent, we watch our children suffer with something that we kind of breaks our hearts for them. And I think, oh my goodness, how does God feel when he sees us struggle? And the difference is that God's omnipotent. He sees the whole big picture. And so he can be our best cheerleader and say, just hang in there, because if you could only see a little bit further to know what I have in store for you. I'm grateful for my path, the path that he has led me on. I would not be the same person today without all the struggles. And though at the time, I wished that they would go away, but because of those struggles, they've made me who I am, and they have brought me closer to my Savior, Jesus Christ. And I know that is true for our children, as we see our own children as parents. And when hard things happen, I think, you know, I know they'll be stronger because of this. I know you'll be stronger because of this. Just hang in there. These sweet children and youth that are on this earth today, their spirits are so strong and valiant. I feel it. They radiate. And I feel so blessed to get to have them in my home, to get to serve them at church, and just to be around them. I know that God has sent these valiant spirits this world today when there's so much confusion and struggle. And I testify of him and my Savior Jesus Christ with all of my heart, and my feet stand firm on the Lord's side. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I just want to take a minute and share my testimony. I'm grateful for this opportunity, and I also just want to bear my testimony about the power of prayer. So I have a little bit of story. My husband was kind of forced into retirement last September, and so we've been trying, and we've been really praying to try to figure out what to do with our lives now. It's kind of a new thing that, you know, we thought we'd be a little older when we got to that point. But we've just been really made it a whole, we've just really prayed a lot and prayed really hard. And we had a dilemma because we have 4 of our 6 children are in Texas, and we have 17 grandchildren down there and 2 up here. And so we've always felt like we would like to maybe spend more time with them. And while we've prayed, we had something come up that we didn't even know was going to happen. And we were able to actually purchase a little place down there so we can go there part of the year and come back up here part of the year. And it was just such a power of prayer to me that we had been praying for just something. We didn't know what, and it just, it happened. And we know it was Heavenly Father leading us, because we know now we'll be able to be more influenced with our grandkids down there. Our oldest will be he'll be a deacon in June. And so we want to be able to help them. As you all know, the world's a hard place to live sometimes. And then while we've been doing that too, I've been thinking, okay, well, if we're gonna be traveling around and doing all these different things, what can I do to serve better? And so I've been talking to the missionary department and trying to figure out a service mission. And it was really neat. I was able to get a service mission where I serve 15 hours a week. 15, not 50. And I'm just going to be helping doing some things online with Facebook, so I can go travel, I can go to Texas, I can be here. And so I'm just so grateful for the way the church, you can serve no matter, there's so many things you can serve and do. And I was just so grateful that I was able to do that. And I only got on a couple days ago, and I already had 81 comments, and that was kind of exciting for me. But I just was so grateful for the, and I just wanted to share the power of prayer. And I also want to share my testimony of this gospel. I am so grateful for my Savior and for this church. And it's so fun to actually go different places and hear people that maybe haven't been in the church their whole life, and they've got a whole difference because they've been to other churches and been to ours. And it's really neat to just hear their testimonies and why they love our church so much too. And I'm so grateful too for my sweet husband. We just are getting closer and closer as we get older and older, but we are just enjoying this time, and so grateful for this ward too. We'll see you now and then, and we love you so much and appreciate everything that everyone has done for us. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We are so grateful for the wonderful testimonies that we've heard and the insights and experiences. It's very uplifting and it allows us to feel the Spirit. We're also thankful for Sister Hill and Brother Grapes for our music. Our closing hymn will be found on page 269, Jehovah, Lord of Heaven and Earth, and then the benediction will be offered by Brother Brian Stafford.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for the blessing we have of attending church on Sunday, to renew our covenants with thee, to seek after thy Spirit, and we pray that it may attend us throughout this coming week. We are very thankful for the testimonies given today and the thoughts and feelings and emotions as we felt that we felt. We ask for thy blessing throughout this coming week in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.